sang as brethren, with brethren here we meet, thy grace alone can feed us. Trust that will happen today in this special day and the events of today. Would you turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 30? I'm going to begin reading in verse 15 here in a bit. I've been reading through Deuteronomy recently, and I hadn't particularly thought about some similarities to our situation, but I thought about them as I was preparing then. This was a time of transition. For the children of Israel, it was a time of transition from Moses' leadership to Joshua's. It was a time of transition from their wandering in the wilderness to entering the land. What we will read this morning is just before they entered the land. They had made a bad choice 40 years before, and as a result of it, it delayed their entering the land 40 years, and many of them didn't because of it. They had listened to the 10 spies rather than to Caleb and Joshua. This passage says make a choice. Now, a number of years ago, I spoke in a message here on Choose Life. I had been impressed with a book that I read about the story of the woman who was involved in the Roe versus Wade case, and the case which, you know, overruled the state's choices open up abortion to as we know it today. And then she became a believer later and became involved in the pro-life movement. And as I recall, she worked at a crisis pregnancy center, and it was right next door to an abortion clinic. But Choose Life was one of the things that I remember about this book. And of course, you understand what meant by Choose Life. And the verses from Deuteronomy were quoted in that. So I'm going to read here from Deuteronomy 30, 15 to 20. This is speaking to the people. There's also things involving Moses and Joshua in some of the other verses that I will read then. But this is especially spoken to the people. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, and that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou goest over Jordan to possess it. I called heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. And the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So basically, in saying to them, choose life, what he's really saying is, look ahead. Now, we were talking the other evening, and as some of you know, Angela is involved with Circles of Hope, and she said one of the things that they do to help people to change what is sometimes called a poverty mindset is look ahead 10 years. Say where you want to be. What would be your goals? What would you want to reach 10 years from now? And then to help them understand that today you make the choices that will help you get there. And see, that gives a little different perspective than just telling them, well, you should be doing this instead of the way you're doing it. I think what God is saying here to the people through Moses is when he's saying choose life, he's saying choose, look ahead and see what the end result is, and then make your choice based on that. Because he's saying in 15, I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil. And then in 16, he's saying, here's the choice you're to make. While on the one hand, we're saying choose life, what he's really saying is choose, well, notice in 16, I command you to love the Lord your God, to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgment, and all that, and then I will bless you. You see, then life will be the result of that choice. But then, on the other hand, if your heart turns away, that's in 17, and you worship other gods, then you're surely going to perish, and you're not going to prolong your days in the land. And so, based on that, he's saying in 19, therefore, choose life, so that you may live and you may dwell in the land. Kind of repeating what it said earlier, but that's in verse 20 then. Now, this is just before the part where Moses is saying to them now that I won't go into the land. Here's a transition. So I'm going to read the first 8 verses in chapter 31 then. And Moses went and spake these words unto Israel, all Israel, and he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go before thee. He will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, kings of the Amorites. And those were the ones on the east side of the Jordan. And all the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them before thy face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not. Be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto him Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord thy God hath sworn unto the fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, and he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. So, two things here. The people were told, you need to make a choice, as we read in the chapter before. So you can't simply depend on your leaders, but he's saying to the people in verse 3 that God will go before you. He's also saying that Joshua will go before you. And, you know, whatever God calls you to do, he will provide the leaders. And he'll give you a leader, and he will go with you. You see, when God calls us to do something, he provides what we need to do it. And so you have to make a choice to follow that leader. And to Joshua, he says very similar wording. God is going to go before you. He says to the people, be strong, good courage. He says that to Joshua. Also in verses 22 and 23 of this same chapter, of chapter 31, Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. You see, God is always saying that to us. Whatever he calls us to do, he will be there with us. Chapter 34, then, here the transition completed then, because he says to Moses, Maybe I'll forego reading what he said, but I'll just, the part about him telling Moses to go up and to look across from this mountain, from Mount Nebo, across into the land, and he showed him the land, and of all the area that was there, it seems like maybe it was almost supernatural that he could see it, because it had to be quite a distance. But in any case, it says then in verse 5, "So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him, the Lord did, in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated." "And the children of Israel wept over Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of mourning, weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Moses and Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him as they did unto Moses." And then it says some more things about Moses. But the spirit of wisdom was on him, for he had laid his hands on him. And I don't think there was anything magic about him laying his hands on him. But if the Lord gives, makes provision for leadership, and the Lord's blessing is on the passing of that leadership, something happens that's beyond the ones that are in charge of it. So, however influential or effective a leader may be, there comes a time to pass on that leadership. And David has been telling us that it's for the health of the body. A number of months ago, as you may remember, if you were here that morning, Laverne gave an example of one who unfortunately had failed to pass it on in a timely fashion and sat on a chair to preach. Well, it's our commitment to try to do these things in a timely fashion. And as I said, something happened for Joshua, but it was because not something magic about laying his hands upon him, but Moses, at the direction of the Lord, passed that on. And what is given at the direction of the Lord has the blessing of the Lord. And so we began with the words, choose life. And that is a message for all of us this morning. And as I thought about it, and look ahead. So, you see, consequences cannot be separated from choices. When we make our choice, we inevitably choose the consequences that go with that choice. We can't separate those. And so as I thought about choose life, I thought about the New Testament. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so let's choose the life. I think we have. I think most of us have done that. And let's choose the way of the Lord Jesus and continue to walk with him. And I just trust that we will continue to be in prayer for the events of the day, of the evening, and ask the Lord to continue to give his direction as his transition is made. Let's kneel. Thank you, Father, for the way that you lead and the way that you bless. We just continue to ask that you would direct us, and we want to follow that direction. We recognize from the things that we looked at in the scripture this morning that leaders do have a responsibility, but all have a responsibility to choose. So we commit every part of the day to you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.